Today we begin Be'ezus Hashem, the 8th Parak of Maseches Klayim, and the 8th Parak of Maseches Klayim is a turning point in the Masechta because we are now switching from talking about Kilei Zra'im and Kilei Akerem to discussing Klayim of a Behema. The entire 8th Parak is about mixing different types of animals with each other. It's just that the way we introduce that discussion is by having Mishnah Aleph talk about all the different types of Klayim and in what way the rules differ from one type of Klayim to another. So says the Mishnah, Kilei Akerem, when you have Kilei Akerem, you have grain or vegetables planted in a vineyard, asurim lizroa, you're not allowed to plant it, because the pasuk says lo sizru karmecha klayim, and the halacha is that really you're only in violation of that lav if you plant chita and saora and vines all in one area, meaning it has to be klayim aside from the fact that you have vines there as well. That's the only way you're in violation of the Torah iser, but it's that you can be chayiv for that. However, it's aser to be zareya even just yerek or just tavua next to gefanim, or to plant a gefen next to a yerek or tavua, and that we've already discussed in the past. So it's aser to be zareya umi lekayim, and it's aser to keep kilei akerem growing. If you see klayim that are sprouting in your vineyard and you didn't plant it there, you didn't want it there, you have to uproot it right away. Vasurim bahana, and any kilei akerem that grows is going to be aser to benefit from, because the pasuk says pen tiktash, and the chacham darshan tiktash is a lashon of tukad eish, that it requires sreifa. So we see that it's aser bahana'a as well. Kilei zra'im, however, the kilei zra'im that we discussed in the first three prakim of this mesechta are asurim lizra'a. You're not allowed to plant kilei zra'im, because the pasuk says sadcha lo sizra klayim, and we already explained that even though the Torah only asers planting two minim in one mapolas yad, in one like tiny hole in the ground, but the chacham or gozer to plant them even one right next to each other. Umi lekayim, and you're also not allowed to maintain kilei zra'im. Umutar b'achila, but they are mutar b'achila v'kol shkein b'hana'a. And if they're mutar b'achila, they're obviously going to be mutar b'hana'a as well. If one violated and planted kilei zra'im and they grow, you're allowed to eat them because it's only an isser of planting them. Kilei begadim, now we transition and we start talking about other forms of klayim that we have not yet discussed. So klayim of clothing, which is what we commonly refer to as shatnes, mutarn b'kol davar, you're allowed to weave it together and you're allowed to keep it together. One thing you're not allowed to do with klayim that's with shatnes is to wear shatnes, because that's what the Torah says, lo tilbash shatnes tzemur pishtim yachdav. So we learn from there that it's that anything that's derech malbush, even ha'ala'a, is going to be asur, because the pasuk also says so to either wear it as normal clothing or to drape it over your body is going to be aser. But to make a woven garment out of shatnes, or to keep a garment of shatnes, let's say hanging on a wall or something, is going to be mutter. Kilei behema, as far as the category of kilei behema is concerned, mutarim legadol kayim. If you have two different types of animals that are born as so, and they mate and they produce an offspring, so you're allowed to raise such animals. You're allowed to use such animals for your work. And that's how the Tiferes Yisrael understands. Mishnah Rishona writes that you could be megadol two types of behemos together, meaning it's not talking about an animal that is a hybrid that you're allowed to raise, but rather you're allowed to take two different types of animals, put them in the same pen, and raise them together, and give them the same food out of the same feeding trough. And the only thing you're not allowed to do is to try to mate them together. If you have two animals that are both hybrids, one is, let's say, an offspring of a donkey and a horse, and the other of a horse and a donkey, meaning of both meaning a female horse and one from a male horse and a female donkey, and the other a female horse and a male donkey, they're also to be marbia with each other, because the pasuk says l'sachros b'shar b'chamor yachdov. So that is Mishnah Aleph. Now Mishnah Beis comes to focus further on kilei behema, that even though the Torah says l'sachros b'shor u'b'chamor yachdav, it gives the example of using a shor and a chamor together. It's lav davka a shor u'chamor. It could be any type of two minim that you put together. That's what the Mishnah says in the fifth paragraph of Avakama. Echot shor v'echot kol behema is true about klayim. whether it's a shor or any other behemah. V'chein chay, v'yof, v'kiyotzibah, and the Mishnah says, same is true with the wild animals and birds. So why does it say shor chamor? It's just that dibra kosu bahova, that's the most common thing that you would plow together with, but it's lav dafka those two animals. And therefore the Mishnah says, behema in behema, if you have two different types of behemos, v'chayo im chayo, two different types of chayos, or behema im chayo, v'chayo im behema, you have a behema and a chayo, or a chayo and a behema. The Rash Mishans points out that those are the same thing. We don't need an extra clause in the Mishnah to tell me chayo im behema if you already said behema im chayo, because obviously it's just two ways of saying the same thing. Tameya im tameya, if you have two non-kosher animals with each other, torim torah, two kosher animals with each other. Tameya im Torah, kosher animal and non-kosher animal. Tahorim Tameya, kosher animal and non-kosher animal. That also is a repeat of the same thing. In all those cases, asurin lachrosh. It's asur to plow with them together, v'limshoch, and to pull a wagon or a burden with them together, ulahanig, and to lead them when they are tied together, even without a wagon or a burden. That is how the Rambam and Tzferes Tzal understand. Some understand that ulahanigam, when it's not for the sake of malacha, even if they're tied together in a rope, would be perfectly mutter, and therefore they have to tie up our Mishnah a little bit differently. And they say v'limshuch means that they're pulling a wagon together, or they're pulling a burden together, or they're plowing together without a person leading them. Lahanig means that they're doing all those malachos when a person is leading them. That's how the Mishnah Rishona understands. And then the Bar Tanura understands that limshuch means that which is normal to walk in that way. By walking the animal, you pull it like a camel. Lahanig is that which is normal to walk by leading it, not by pulling it like a chamar. And nevertheless, both a camel and a chamar and a donkey are asur b'klayim to do both mishicha and to be manhig. The Rambam understands our Mishnah that the reisha of the Mishnah is actually talking about mating animals, and the Mishnah is telling us that when it says in the previous Mishnah that kilei behema are inam asurim ela milaharvia, that means behema and behema, chayim chaya, behema and chaya, chayim behema, tveim tveim, torim torah. That's all about mating. But as far as tmei matara torim tmeia, when it's one min is tahar and the other one is tamei, aside from the isser of harva'a, there's also an isser to be choresh and to pull them together. But that din is minatora, but midrabanan, any shnei minim are going to be klayim baharva, that are klayim baharva'a are also klayim to be choresh and to work the field together. So essentially what the Rambam is teaching us is that the isser da'oraisa of having them plow together is only if it's a kosher and non-kosher animal. But if you have two kosher animals, even though they're different minim, or two non-kosher animals, even though they're different minim, there would be an isser of being marvia them together, of mating them together, but lefishitas Rambam, there would be no isser da'oraisa of having them plow together. That would only be an isser midrabanan. So again, to quickly summarize, in Mishnah Aleph, we went through all of the different categories of kalayim, kilei akerem, and kilei zra'im, and kilei begadim, and kilei behema, and we discussed what the isurim were in each of those categories. What exactly it was asur to do in each of those categories. In Mishnah Beis, we learned that if you have two different animals, even if they're both behemos, they're both chayos, even if they're both kosher, they're both non-kosher, you're not allowed to have them do work in your field together, to be choresh together, even though the pasuk says shor v'chamar, it's lav dafka shor v'chamar, it's any two types of animals. Okay, now tomorrow we will pick up with Mishnah Gimel.